Hi, welcome to the Restitute Center for Creativity. This is Barbara Martin. Today's tip is thanks to Twyla Tharp and her very useful book, The Creative Habit. One of Tharp's central points in the book is that creative projects are made through inspiration in your heart and head, certainly, but also through perspiration and determination, meaning very hard work. Feet on the ground work to hammer out the nuts and bolts, so your project can come to life and exist under real-world conditions. Tharp insists it's critical that you maintain an underlying and unifying idea for your project to guide you. You can rely on this narrative thread, or as she calls it, spine, to serve as its backbone. This organizing structure may remain invisible to outside observers, but for you, it is the essence of the piece or project, giving you unwavering guidance and clarity of vision. Without the spine, it is all too easy to lose track of what you're doing. You risk being distracted by shiny objects or derailed by obstacles and difficulties, or you may get confused or even overwhelmed and lose sight of what you're trying to accomplish. I bring this up now because I am working on laying the foundation for the next phase of my own creative business. As part of the process, I'm refining the vision of my own true line, the spine. I feel such clarity is a basic prerequisite for success. So now I'm asking you, does your current creative piece or creative project have a clear spine to hold it together and help you stay focused? Can you identify it? And maybe more important, can you articulate it to yourself? It's not always easy, but I think you need to do it. So that's this week's creativity tip from reptitude.com, usually updated on Tuesday. If you like what you heard or found it useful, please share the link. Thanks for listening. Bye.